Why does the idea of an all-you-can-eat buffet sound so appealing? I have fallen victim to that alluring sign in the window so many times, but my eyes seem always to be just a bit larger than my stomach. No matter the cost of the bottomless buffet, I'm quite sure that the restaurant always comes out the winner. But we always seem to want more. Never satisfied with the 10-ounce portion, we are so easily tempted to order the 20-ounce piece, even though we usually leave half of it uneaten. So are you most often satisfied or discontent and in want of more? Well, the theme of this meditation from Philippians chapter 2 is about satisfaction. Accepting Christ as our example of emptying and humbling ourselves to be satisfied with what we have and who we are. So to begin, whether already awake in the exciting light of a new day, or maybe reflecting in the long shadows of evening, yield this time as a spiritual retreat. Let this time of divine surrender be satisfying. Take this time to be content with who you are in Christ. Allow your eyes to now move from open through a soft gaze to finally closed. And permit your mind to center on the humility of Christ. Consent to the guiding of the Holy Spirit. And concede for your soul to be quenched and satisfied in the presence of God. Continue in this time of satisfaction by listening and then responding to this passage from 1 Peter chapter 1. And as I lead us, respond only, Lord God, in you I find complete satisfaction. Look away from all that will distract you and focus your eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of faith, the first incentive for your belief, and the one who brings your faith to maturity. Lord God, in you I find complete satisfaction. Focus your eyes on Jesus, who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him, endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And Lord God, in you I find complete satisfaction. Focus your eyes on Jesus, who on the cross revealed his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. Lord God, in you I find complete satisfaction. Continue in satisfaction for another moment longer, your eyes still closed, and your mind content as you become centered on the happiness found in Christ alone. This time and place are set apart by God as a holy moment for you to be content with what you have and who you are in Christ. But allow a moment to notice any dissatisfaction. What is the source of it? Don't try to control what comes to mind, but note any recurring topics. What do you find yourself least satisfied with? Well, let this next moment be one of reflection and confession. Now begin to center on your breathing. Take deep belly breaths as you focus on satisfaction with God. Concede to divine satisfaction as you breathe. Allow God's presence to abide in you with each breath. Each breath one of contentment and satisfaction. Feel no judgment, but thoughts of dissatisfaction may still want to rise to the surface. Feel no condemnation, but rather allow dissatisfaction to center you back on your contentment with God. Focus on your breath as you take a few moments to whisper, "Lord God, in you I find complete satisfaction." Let the word satisfaction be your centering prayer. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage is a portion of the Apostle Paul's letter to the church in Philippi. He was reminding them to be like Christ in all that they do. Let the words resonate for you as you consider being like Christ and being satisfied with all that He is. My dear friend in the faith and follower of the way, remember that being found in human form, Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. What do you feel after hearing this passage? Well, listen once more from Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, from the English Standard Version. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. What did that passage say to you? Well, take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. Once more, but now take note of your emotions and feelings as you contemplate on this full passage from the New American Standard Bible. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What did you become aware of after listening to that passage? Well, once more, let this be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third expanded divine reading from the Common English Bible, reflect on the passage as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord God, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort in love, and sharing in the Spirit, any sympathy, complete my joy by letting me think the same way, having the same love, being united and agreeing with others. Keep me from doing anything for selfish purposes, but with humility, let me think of others as better than myself. Instead of me watching out for my good, let me watch out for what is best for others. Let me adopt the attitude that was in Christ Jesus. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even on a cross. I plead and pray this in the name of your Son, our Savior, and my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What is your next step towards God in prayer? Well, take this next minute for these words to become yours in a time of personal prayer. Pause if you desire or need more time. Resting with your eyes closed now in imaginative contemplation, return once more to the broader passage. Accept the Holy Spirit transforming your mind to that of Christ. Accept having the humility of Christ, and welcome having the obedience of Christ. Take this time to be mindful of where He has you. See yourself in the world that He has planted you. See it with the same love as Christ's love. Become united with those around you as Christ is united with them. Be satisfied with all that He has given you. be content with who you are in Christ. For the next minute, or as long as you need, settle deeper into where you are as you become mindful of all that you have that satisfies you. All you have that makes your heart content. Settle there. As we close, take this time to celebrate all that you have and all that you are in Christ. And be mindful of those you meet along the way that may be striving for the world to satisfy them. Who do you most need to tell of the satisfaction that we have in Christ? Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction to remember that being found in human form, Jesus humbled himself and was satisfied in becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So may you be satisfied with Christ, content with the leading of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the delight of God now and always. And as we close, remain here in this satisfying sanctuary as long as you can, whispering, Lord God, in you I find complete satisfaction. Silently whispering your satisfaction in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.